A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who's not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I'm the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to the fold. These also I will lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, there seems to be a web page for everything these days. I heard about one on the radio the other day that can give you a background check for potential babysitters. We want the best for our children, and we want to make sure they like their babysitters, but also that they are secure with the babysitters. It's a big issue in my family, babysitting, and probably in yours too. My sister has 8 grandchildren, and her children ask her to come over and take care of their children when they're going out or need a babysitter. Or they'll drop off their kids at my sister's home. Grandma will take care of the children in her own house. The children prefer to go to grandma's house. And here's why. She not only keeps an eye out for them and plays games with them, but she serves them breakfast in bed, on trays, with cloth napkins, orange juice in wine glasses, and they can order anything they want for breakfast. It's a family story, and we love to share it, so when the kids stay over, we'll ask them, now what did you order for breakfast at Grandma's house? I know she didn't do that for her own children, especially because she was a single parent, widowed young with 3 little children below the ages of 5. But grandparents can give extra time and extra treatment to grandchildren. And I think grandparents, and certainly parents who lay down their lives for their children, have an instinctual sense of today's gospel and what it might mean, the gospel of the Good Shepherd. They lay down their lives for their children and grandchildren all the time and in all manners of ways. So when Jesus speaks about, I will lay down my life for my sheep, they sense what he means. For example, what parent with a child in the path of an oncoming truck wouldn't throw themselves in front of the truck to save their child? In John's Gospel, the last of the 4 written, Jesus is very much in control of his fate. He does what he must do and what he wants to do. And he refuses to do whatever would compromise himself. So in John, no one's going to take Jesus' life unless he allows it. So he says he freely lays down his life for his sheep. He's very much in control. I lay it down, he says, of my own accord. He's like the parents or grandparents who know their children's needs, what's good for them, and what would harm them. And he willingly steps out to rescue them, us, from the dangers he sees in the world that could come upon us like an oncoming truck. Or, most often, subtly sneak up on us with enticing voices, hired hands that Jesus speaks of, who really haven't invested their lives in us and are ready to pull out and turn to others when it suits them. Hired voices that tell us to be all that we can be, even at the expense of others. the hired voices that tell us we come first, numero uno, while others are struggling just to hang on for dear life. The hired voices of advertising that convince us that perfectly good clothing is already outdated, out of style, while others don't have enough to keep them warm. Hired voices of some politicians who speak up for us because we're articulate and we vote, but talk about cutting Medicaid for the poorest who don't have political clout, the political clout that we have. Jesus warns us if we listen to those voices and get seduced by them and follow them, we will be scattered people, out of focus, like lost sheep. We won't be his disciples. We won't be those who hear his voice and follow him. I grew up in New York City. I never saw a shepherd until I was ministering in the hills of West Virginia. Maybe you're like me, and the closest you've gotten to shepherds is in a travel magazine or in a National Geographic article. But I think the relationship between babysitting grandparent and grandchildren captures some of what Jesus illustrates for us today. My sister's voice is the law for her grandchildren, especially when they're with her. But it's a loving law. They follow it willingly because it's for their own good. And they are in a loving environment, a place where they're safe and cared for tenderly and guided, and quite frankly, eat very well. When Jesus describes his sheep as hearing his voice, he sees himself in a special loving relationship with us. We listen to his voice not under stern obligation, but because we know the one who speaks to us loves us and has given his whole life for us. We believe that when life turns dark on us, that we're sustained and guided by his words of love. We believe that when we get lost or make wrong decisions, listening to his voice will guide us back to where we find a sure path. We believe that as we reach out to help the lost or broken in his name, his voice sustains us in our mission. And finally, as we face our own decline and death, his voice gives us courage and leads us safely all the way home.